Well, Coach, everybody talks about how physically challenging it is for players on a short week game, and rightfully so. But can you also look at this little stretch here as a great opportunity? You could get 2 wins in 5 days, keep pace in a really tough division, and then get that mini bye afterwards.
Of course, and that's one of our ways we presented it this week is, you know, the momentum of last Sunday's win carrying over to Thursday night, and we knew after getting beat pretty good at Minnesota that the two home games in a 5 day stretch would be big, and you know, we took care of the first half and we got a huge challenge this week.
It's a short week, like we said, so let's go ahead and turn our attention to the Patriots, and Tom Brady's coming in here with the number one offense. He's just 18 years in the league. He's so in control of everything. How do you go about trying to limit the damage that they can do offensively?
Well, I think you got to try to move him off the spot. You know, he likes to sit there in the pocket. He's not a guy that's going to go side to side very much. He's going to just sit in that pocket and pick you apart, reading defenses. You know, we're going to try hard to put pressure up the middle on him. You know, I mean, again, he's not going to run to the outside too often. I think we've got to do a great job with disguise and not show him the same look every time. I thought Smitty did a good job of doing that last week with Eli. And then, you know, when we do get our chance to get our hands on balls, we got to make the plays. If you remember last week, there was two balls that got tipped up in the air, and anytime a ball is tipped up, you know, it's just hanging there, and you almost assume that the defense is going to intercept it. You know, we got to get our hands on those.
Well, if you need to get pressure up the middle, you've got the guy for that, don't you? He looked awfully good in the last game, Gerald McCoy.
Gerald has been really playing at a high level, and you know, he's hard to block. No matter, you know, I've been on the other side of that, and I imagine the Patriots, like most teams, will commit two guys to blocking Gerald.
You know, looking at the numbers, you would say the Patriots defense is struggling and really vulnerable. You know, they got players like Trey Flowers, 3 sacks already, and really had a good year last year. Things can change so quickly in this league, right? I assume you're not expecting a defense that's automatically going to give you 450 yards.
Yeah, I think last week was really not indicative at all. They had some communication errors. They play a lot of man coverage, or they played a lot of man coverage last week, and they, you know, they got changed up on some releases and just flat out turned guys loose. I mean, they have excellent cover corners. They'll drop eight on you. They'll change their look. They've got every coverage known to man, and you know, they may not have the elite pass rusher that they've had in some other seasons, but they still got a heck of a defense, and they're very well coached.
Finally, Coach, just wanted to ask you real quick about the rookies. They're all starting to show up, and it's early in the season still. O.J. Howard had the big play. Seemed like Kendall Beckwith had another great game. Justin Evans got to play. Chris Godwin's seen a lot of snaps. Are you pleased with what you're getting from the rookie class right now?
Yeah, very pleased. Kendall Beckwith got our game ball on defense, and I think for this game, Justin Evans is going to get his first start, and I think he's getting real close to being ready to break out. I mean, his athleticism has really jumped out in practice, and excited to see him play. I mean, first start and you're going against Tom Brady, that'll be a good challenge.